It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good evening. Happy Monday, everybody. It's time for some more high school basketball tonight as we kick off one of the last weeks of the regular season. Hard to believe we're already at that point, and the league championships and the sectional seating meeting are just about 2 weeks away. So we're live in Sydney tonight, the Sydney girls hosting Bainbridge Guilford and a good old-fashioned MAC Route 7 rivalry. So I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull here tonight. This is the Butler Auto pregame show, of course brought to you by Butler Auto Sales. They have the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Well, Rich, we just saw BG playing a really good game on Saturday night at home against Unitego. They fell by 4 points. Quick turnaround against a very good Sydney team, which we also saw last week in that great game against Green. So this should be a heavyweight clash tonight.
Yeah, we didn't have enough on Saturday, so we decided to come back for a little bit more on Monday, Nate. And, you know, we were up there talking to Coach Conway at the end of the game on Saturday, and he was screaming down to his players, "Hey, I'll see you tomorrow." And I kept on thinking, Sunday? They're going to practice on Sunday? Oh, that's right. They're playing Monday, and this is a big game. You better be practicing on Sunday before a big game. This has got all the standings are all over this one, right? Third, fourth place teams trying to get back into that MAC tournament talk. So it's going to be a big game, and we're excited to be here.
So, again, the top four teams in the MAC standings will move on to the semifinals. One will play four, two will play three. Right now, Green is in first place at 7-1, and then tied for second place right now, Unitego and Sydney, both at 6-1. If you had to go to the tiebreaker, Unitego did beat Sydney during the regular season, so technically that would be 2-3. Delhi is in fourth right now at 4-2, and then BG at 4-3, right there kind of fighting and jockeying for position, with then Oxford, Walton Downsville, DH, Harpersville, UV kind of bringing up the second half of the league. But this is huge because you look at the schedule this week. It's a huge MAC night tonight. All these teams are in action. And I just look down the road, you know, Unitego plays Delhi on Friday. There's a bunch of these teams that all still have to play each other for the rest of this week as we wrap up the regular season. So this 1 through 4, 1 through 5 could certainly change quite a bit.
You know, looking at the standings here, Nate, this is a huge game for BG because you can't really lose much more traction here with about a week and a half left of league play. Sydney, you know, sitting at 6-1, they can, you know, lose a game here and there. But BG, if they lose this one, you know, might be hard to, you know, claw back into it, Bobcat style, into that top four.
Yeah, almost a must-win game tonight here for Coach Conway and his BG girls. We're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll be right back. BG girls visiting Sydney tonight. It's a MAC clash here at SCS on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Jerry's Inn has takeout specials for the big game this weekend, including wing specials for 12, 24, 36, or 50 wings, and boneless wings, too. Get one 10-inch pizza for $10, or two for $18, or choose a pizza and wing combo, six to choose from, like two pizzas and 24 wings for $36, or two pizzas and boneless wings for $25. Pepperoni rolls available, too. Make sure to place your order ahead of time by stopping in or calling 607-320-4545. That's 320-4545. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner, and from noon till 6:30 on Sunday, February 9th.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull with you tonight here on WCDO. Thanks for listening online as well, WCDOsports.com. That's brought to you by SFCU. And, Rich, one difference I see already for BG here tonight is Emma Kinter, number 11 out there, is dressed She was out the other night, did not play because of an injury on Saturday against Unitego. Coach Conway told us postgame he thought she would be back tonight. She's dressed, looks ready to go. So will that change his starting lineup? We'll have to see. He started the eighth grader, Jalen Winans, the other night. So we'll see if maybe Emma gets back into the starting lineup. Could make a big difference.
He talked after the game yesterday, Saturday. It seemed to be a lot of very precautionary steps, you know, just making sure she was okay. And I just saw her bang in a three-pointer here just before she left the court. So she looks all right to me.
Yeah, she can really shoot the basketball, and she brings some more height, too, which you'll need against this very tall Sydney team. We saw that height, that athleticism really bothered Green last week towards the end of that game. Of course, Nayla Miley and company, very tall, can really get after you with the press, so that's one thing to watch here tonight as well. Rich and I are going to talk about more of that as we'll wrap up the Butler Auto pregame show, but right now we've got to pause for the national anthem here in Sydney. We'll be back shortly. BG Girls visiting the Sydney Sabres tonight. This is going to be a good one, folks, here on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season. And we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything, from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowner's insurance needs.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, well, welcome back, everybody. Sydney Girls hosting BG tonight on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. Let's do the starting lineups first for Coach Conway and his BG Girls. They start with junior number 4, Peyton Umbra, and back into the starting lineup tonight. They missed her on Saturday, the sophomore number 11, Emma Kinter. Also a junior number 13, Jaislyn Henderson, sophomore number 14, Victoria Suda, and a ninth grader number 21, Marissa Mayo. So no seniors in this starting lineup for BG. On the other side for Donnie Pierce and his Sydney Sabres, they start with senior number 4, Bree Taylor, senior number 10, Bella West, a freshman number 20, Bella Conroy, a senior number 22, Maya Paul, and a junior number 44, Nayla Miley. Sydney's in the home whites with the gray and the maroon trim, says Sydney in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. BG's in the road, navy blue uniforms, the white trim, says Bobcats in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. We'll tip it up. Sydney wins the opening tip. They go right to left on your radio dial. And, Rich, here we go. Sydney with the ball. to the right side with Bella Conroy. Now to Nayla Miley. Comes off a screen into the paint. Quick shot for Nayla. No. Bree Taylor rips down a big rebound. Gets tied up. And we'll have a jump ball whistle. Now it's going to BG. They'll start tonight going left to right.
When I was driving over here today, I was really wondering, how are the Bobcats going to stop Miley? And right away, she's going and attacking the rim. That's going to be one of the keys. Can the Bobcats stop Miley tonight?
Bobcats have it again going left to right. And Sydney trying to tip that ball early as BG goes to the right wing side. They go to the high post for Jaislyn Henderson. Now Victoria Suda. Good drive by Suda, and she finishes. And that's going to be tough in there in the interior of that Sydney defense. They're just so long in some of those positions, but BG finds a way through there. Here's Conroy across the Sydney S. Wants to take it right to the rim. Missed the shot. Rebound here for Suda. And BG's got it back. They're going to walk it down the floor.
So that's how they're going to stop Miley and the Sabres. They're going to do a little, you know, pressure defense. Not a lot of pressure, but full court. Just kind of keep everybody in front of them.
Kinter to the right side. Now to the high post for Suda. To Kinter, right corner. Three ball for her is off the mark. Rebound is tracked down here by Nayla Miley. And Miley's off to the races. Down the right side of the floor. Now puts on the brakes, and Sydney will set up offense. 6:45 to go first quarter. Sydney with the jumper from straight away from Conroy. No. Rebound is pulled down by Bree Taylor. She lost control of it, and Marissa Mayo comes out of the fray with the basketball. Mayo down the right side, trying to go coast to coast, and she's fouled at the right low block. So BG girls still leading 2-0 here. We're a minute and a half in, and Marissa Mayo goes to the line for the Bobcats.
BG's defense doing the job so far, making Sydney take shots that they don't really want to take. Miley kind of doing a runner, and then, you know, West out front taking a shot. Just shots that the Sabres don't like. They're going to need to settle down on this night to, you know, handle this defensive pressure by the Bobcats.
Mayo's first shot, the line is good. Second one coming. She was a little quiet offensively against Unitigo. She goes 2 for 2 here. She averages right around 11 points a game. They're going to need that, maybe a little more tonight here on the road in Sydney. So the Bobcats are off to a 4-0 lead. 6:20 to go first quarter. Miley on the right side wants a three in front of the student section, and she drains it. Nayla Miley.
Miley, we've talked a lot about her, Nate. She's a good player. And, you know, that's a good start for Miley with a nice-looking three-point shot.
So it's BG 4 and Sydney 3 with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter here in Saberland. And now it's knocked out of bounds by Sydney. BG will hold on to it.
Sabre's turning up a little defense now, playing a little bit of a, you know, man or a 2-3 with man-to-man principles here.
Here's Peyton Umber. She had 15 on Saturday against Unitigo. Shot well from the outside. She goes right side here for Marissa Mayo for BG. Missed the shot there, and Miley with a big rebound. Outlet pass to Maya Paul, and now safely back into the hands of the guard, Nayla Miley. Nice to have a 5'10 guard if you're Coach Pierce.
5'10 guard that can take it to the basket and shoot it. Every coach wants one of those.
Conroy from the left elbow for Sydney. Her shot buckles off the rim. No good. Maya Paul, a big rebound, but Suda was there to intercept it and take it away for BG. Umbra ahead for Jaislyn Henderson, and she finishes on the right low block. Nice job by Henderson from a tough angle, and BG leads 6-3 with 5:15 to go first quarter.
A much faster pace than Saturday's game. We're going to see how the benches are going to play in this one because they're going to be worn out real quick.
Maya Paul, a jumper left side, and that's off the mark. And BG, another rebound, and Coach Pierce saying, we don't need that. And across midcourt here for Peyton Umbra, setting up the offense. I think BG wants to slow it down a little bit. But Sydney trying to speed it up. A steal now by the Sabres. Here's Conroy, shot out of a cannon. She misses the breakaway layup. Good hustle back defense there by BG, and they get the rebound. Mayo across midcourt. Yeah, this pace is frantic in the early going. And now a steal back by Sydney in their own defensive end. And Conroy comes across midcourt here for the Sabres. Finds Miley. Pump fakes on a three. Right side, takes it to the hoop, and her bucket is good off the glass.
Miley getting going early here. She can handle that fast pace. She likes to play fast, and she's got 5 early points for the Sabres.
BG 6, Sydney 5, 4:20 to go first quarter. In front of a nice crowd here tonight in Sydney. Here's Suda, steps up from the foul line. Her shot off the right side of the rim. Maya Paul, a rebound, and we got a jump ball. Henderson got her mitts in there just in time. Tied it up. The arrow gives it back to Sydney. And BG immediately going to the bench here. Coach Conway want to rotate some girls in. Layla Williams comes in now for the Bobcats. She's trying to counter size with size, I think. Williams, a sophomore, has some length off the bench. Here's Conroy for Sydney. to the high post. Thought about a three. Doesn't pull the trigger. Goes to Miley on the right side. Sydney going right to left. Miley again through the teeth of the defense, and the layup is good for Nayla.
Coach Conway is just switching it up on Miley, bringing different players into guard her, but it's not working. She's beating the Bobcats by herself right now, 7-6.
Yeah, Bobcats trailing now as Sydney takes their first lead, and now a rebound by Bree Taylor, a miss by BG, and here comes Miley back down the floor, looking very offensive-minded tonight for Sydney. Conroy steps in off a little curl, jumper from the foul line. No, there's Bree Taylor, a great hustle play to grab that rebound in the far corner for Sydney, and then a reach-in foul on Williams as Miley got it back at the top of the arc.
We saw Miley in green a week and a half ago. She took a long time to get going. Didn't really get going until the third and fourth quarter. She has come out on fire, ladies and gentlemen, getting 7 points really early, and Coach Conway is going to have to talk about it here.
Yeah, timeout for the Bobcats. 3:25 to go first quarter. It's the Sydney girls 7. On top of visiting BG, they have 6. 7-6, we'll be back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 3:25 to go first quarter. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Rich Turnbull tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Sydney's got the ball far side. Again, they're in the white with the maroon and the gray trim. They lead 7-6. Sabres have it out of the timeout. They go to Bree Taylor. Left low block. Taylor with the jumper. Soft touch, and it's good for Bree.
Nice move by Taylor. Nice little pass there by Vandersamen to find Taylor in the paint for an easy two.
Yeah, our first look tonight at Chloe Vandersamen. Sometimes in the starting lineup, sometimes off the bench, but always effective out there for the Sabres. Here's Suda down low, and they'll say she traveled at the left low block for BG, and Sydney will get it back, leading 9-6 with 3 minutes to go first quarter.
Sydney's 2-3 defense looking really, really good right now. The rotations are well. Miley coming down and forcing a travel off the block there.
Sydney has it in the backcourt, some full court pressure from the Bobcats. Vandersamen's able to handle it across midcourt to Bella Conroy. Conroy, top of the arc, goes left side, finds Vandersamen, pump fakes on a three, goes into the defense, gets stripped, ball out of bounds, going to stay here with the Sabres. Kinter's going to come back in for Williams for Bainbridge Guilford.
Kinter and Williams have been switching off and on Miley, so they're doing about 2 minutes on, 2 minutes off to try to keep Miley in check here.
Sydney's got the ball on the out-of-bounds play. They go left side here for Nayla. Back to Conroy. Straight away, steps in for a three, and Conroy's shot is in and out, and the rebound is scooped up here by Marissa Mayo of Bainbridge Guilford. So the Bobcats have it back down the floor on the right side. They go to Peyton Umbra. Lofting a pass to the far side for Kinter. Right back to Umbra straight away. 20 on the shot clock. BG going left to right. Student section getting into it. They find Kinter. Steps in for a three. This would be big. Just a little too much juice on that. Out of bounds on the rebound. Going to stay with the Bobcats. 2:15 to go first quarter. Sydney 9. BG 6. And now Lennon Swain comes in. Another six-footer replacing Maya Paul, who's a six-footer.
Nice having those 2 6-footers if you're Coach Pierce, just clogging up the middle for the Sabres.
Here's Umbra, three right side off the inbounds play for BG. It's off the mark, and Swain gobbles up a rebound. A pass ahead now for Miley. Leaves it for Conroy. Jet pass across now for Vandersamen. Back to Conroy. Dribble drive off the glass, rolls off the front of the rim. Swain, a rebound, but gets tied up there with Mayo. We got a jump ball, and this time the arrow gives it to the Bobcats. Both teams playing hard on the glass. We've seen both teams get tied up here. Referee timeout. Coach Pierce had to run out onto the floor.
Had something on the court. Coach Pierce, limber. Good eyes seeing that.
BG back across midcourt going left to right. Chance of defense from the student section. With 1:40 to go in this first quarter. BG inside. Jaslyn Henderson, turnaround shot. No, Miley, a rebound for Sydney. And then a reach-in foul on Henderson, I think in frustration. She just had a weird angle on that shot, and Miley grabbed the rebound.
Miley went right up and got it, and she every time she gets the ball on her side of the court, she is just looking to go. She's just got another level, another speed tonight.
So Miley gets it in, goes to Vandersamen in the backcourt. Vandersamen across midcourt. Little dribble drive in front of the BG bench. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot. She's doubled, able to pass out of it. High post, Bree Taylor. Now back to Nayla Miley near midcourt. Miley left side, finding Vandersamen for a three. Yes, and that's what Vandersamen does. Off the bench, she dials long distance.
BG putting all the focus on Miley there, left Vandersamen wide open, and she nails it. Nothing pure, nothing but net.
Sydney leads 12-6. BG needs a bucket. Kinter steps in, rattles in and out. Swain with a rebound for Sydney. Here come the Sabres. Right side now for Miley. Cross midcourt. Floats a pass for Vandersamen. Just holds it in by her tippy toes there on the left side. Now scoops one in for Lennon Swain. We got another jump ball. This time the arrow leaves it with the Sabres.
That was a great idea by the Sabres, right? They had all the focus again on Miley. Vandersamen was wide open. Just an errant pass. Almost went to Coach Conway instead of Vandersamen. So that's just going to be something we're going to have to watch. They can't focus so much on Miley the whole game because some other players on the Sabres team can score.
Yeah, too many options for Sydney, I think. They lead 12-6. Late here in the first quarter with 45 ticks left. Inside for Bella West, a fadeaway jumper in the paint. No, another big rebound by Bree Taylor, and her rebound shot won't go. This time, it's taken away by BG, but boy, Taylor's been tough on the glass. Ahead now for BG. Henderson stepped on the end line as they tried to loft the home run ball ahead to her. Out of bounds, going back to Sydney. Right idea there, just the pass was a little too far in front.
You know, quick first quarter here, very fast paced. Shot clock is off with 30 seconds, and I don't think the Sabres even realize yet. They're just going to keep going, going, and going.
Yeah, they got their foot on the gas. Now a steal by Victoria Suda for BG near midcourt. Here comes Suda to the rim, misses the layup. Williams is back in. She's got a rebound, but a jump ball, and this time it stays with the Bobcats.
The referee's certainly letting them play a little bit. There's some contact here and there, but, you know, we've seen more jump balls than anything else, and it's been a very, very, very quick first quarter game.
Yeah, fast moving for sure. Bobcats get it in. 10 seconds left here in the first quarter. Bobcats need a bucket. Suda finds Henderson from the foul line. Her jumper is short. Williams gets the rebound. It's pinballing around. Sydney comes out of there with it, and they're going to try a half-court heave, but not in time. End of the first quarter. Sydney girls lead Bainbridge Guilford 12-6 here tonight at Sydney High School. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter, and we got another jump ball. Surprise, surprise. This time the arrow is going to give the ball back to BG. We're just underway, second quarter, 12-6. Sydney girls leading Bainbridge Guilford.
Sydney coming back on that 2-3 zone. The middle's been wide open, but they haven't been able to hit the shot until right there.
Jumper from the outside goes for two for Winans, who just stepped into the ballgame. I kind of got shielded here by the Sydney bench, but a good job by Winans to cut it back to a four-point game. Sydney trying to answer. A shot from Bree Taylor is short, and another rebound for the Bobcats. Here comes Peyton Umbra trying to go coast-to-coast. Misses a right-handed layup. It's short, and Maya Paul is able to gather up the rebound for the Sabres. And here comes Nayla Miley. Boy, what an explosive move all the way to the hoop. A little too strong. Bree Taylor, another rebound. Hit the bottom of the rim, and then BG was able to get that and bring it back down the floor. So the Bobcats have it. They seem to have a little momentum here to start the quarter. Winans steps in, hits another long two. It's back to a two-point game.
Sydney's going to have to change something up. They're not going to be able to give that shot every single time down the court if Winans can hit that.
Sydney 12, BG 10. They've sliced it back to a two-point ball game with 6:45 to go in the second quarter. The eighth grader with back-to-back jumpers from the outside. Here's Bella Conroy, a shot off the glass, buckles off the side of the rim, Henderson a rebound, and here comes BG, and they have the momentum now.
BG certainly has the momentum. Let's see if the Sabres switch it up here. Still showing their 2-3 zone.
This BG team, very young, but believing they can hang in any game. Mayo with a straightaway three. No. Rebound for Henderson, rolls off the front of the rim. Good rebound by Jay, but it wouldn't go, and there's Nayla Miley back in transition. Dumps one off for Conroy. Right side three for Bella, no, and ripping one down there is Marissa Mayo for BG. Back down the floor here for Peyton Umbra. To the high post. They find Suda. Now to Winans in the right corner. She gets double teamed. She's in a tough spot, and they'll say she traveled. 6 minutes to go in this second quarter. Sydney girls still clinging to a two-point lead, 12-10.
Here comes some substitutes for Sydney, and BG still showing their full-court press here. And the Sabres have been trying to get the ball to Miley, but Miley's taking the ball out of bounds.
And Lennon Swain back in, as well as Bella West. Some of these upperclassmen, veterans here for this Sydney team. Nice luxury to have. Here's West trying to go coast to coast. Knocked out of her hands by the BG defense from behind. Good hustle by Jaslyn Henderson. But Sydney will hold on and inbound it to the right of the hoop on the baseline. Miley floats one up, finds Maya Paul. Right into the breadbasket of Conroy. Back to Miley, left side. Dribble drive. Outside for Paul, pump fakes, into the teeth of the defense, and she scores. Maya Paul with the floater.
Again, Sydney showing that many kids on the floor can score for them. Miley finding Paul with a nice-looking runner right there.
5.5 to go, second quarter. It's 14-10. Sydney girls leading Bainbridge-Guilford tonight here at Sydney High School. Suda steps in for a long two for BG off the back of the rim. Miley another rebound, but Marissa Mayo is able to steal it from her. Both teams scrambling on the floor, and finally they'll say that BG stepped out of bounds with it as they were wrestling for that ball, and it goes back to Sydney.
Again, a very physical game under the hoop right now, and the referee's just not calling it. We've only got about 3 fouls in this game. Maybe they want to get home a little early tonight.
5:15 to go in the second quarter. Sydney across midcourt here with Bella Conroy. Chest pass to the left side for Bella West. Inside now for Lennon Swain. She's double-teamed. Lost control of it, and a steal for BG. Jaslyn Henderson came out of the fray with the ball. Ahead now for Winans. Jalen Winans to the right side for Umbra. High post. Henderson, her jumper off the side of the rim. And Sydney will let the rebound roll out of bounds. It goes back to the Sabres.
Last game, you and I talked about a lot of the adjustments that Coach Conway made. A key adjustment he just made in this quarter is that he's got Umbra now guarding Miley. You know, one of the more athletic kids on his team. You know, it's going to maybe take away her offense a little bit because she's going to have to exert her so much on Miley. But let's see if he keeps Umbra on Miley for the rest of the game.
I'll be interested to see, because I'm a little surprised that he hasn't used what many would say is his best weapon on defense, which is Jaslyn Henderson. Maybe they're saving that for the second half. Who knows? We'll have to see what Coach Conway has up his sleeve.
He's shown 3 people now guarding Miley. Umbra's still guarding her at the moment.
Here's Conroy with a straightaway 3. That was a bullet. Ricochets off the side of the rim, and BG another rebound. For being the smaller team, they're doing a great job on the glass. 4.5 to go here, second quarter. It's 14-10, Sydney girls leading Bainbridge-Guilford. Here's Henderson, steps through, and she's fouled. Going into the land of the trees there, and Henderson's going to go to the line for Bainbridge.
BG did a good job of just kind of letting that run of Sydney in the first part of the game just happen and gather themselves and, just make a run of their own and keep it in the game here. It could have easily gotten out of control quickly.
Henderson at the line, a little rushed there, misses the first shot. Remains a 14-10 ball game with 4:25 to go in the second quarter. Going to need to shoot well from the line. Henderson, second shot. This one is good. That makes it 14-11 with 4:25 to go in the second quarter. Across midcourt, Sydney with the basketball. Here's Bella West. Her little Dr. J finger roll won't go. Bree Taylor, guess who, with another rebound. Can't get the second chance. Out of bounds, it's going to stay with Sydney. Boy, Bree Taylor, she's chuckling about it right now. She seems to get every rebound, but so so far, the putbacks have not been her best friend.
She's been getting a lot of rebounds, and the referees typically would call the fouls against, you know, against them, but she's just not getting them tonight. But nobody's getting them, so you can't really blame the referees letting them play tonight.
Here's Miley off the inbounds. Tries to go inside for Lennon Swain. A turnaround shot, and she's fouled on the right low block. And Mayo's just giving up a lot of size down there. Did her best, but the foul will be... Oh, actually, I think they got it on Suda here.
There was a little confusion on the BG side. They were trying to switch up defenses. Looked like they were trying to switch to some type of zone, and Sydney took advantage of that with girls flying all over the place.
Swain cannot get the first shot at the line, so both teams have struggled a little bit. Second shot coming here for the Sydney Sabres. And the second shot for Swain is good. And so a timeout's going to be taken. Swain goes one out of two. 4:05 to go in the second quarter. It's Sydney girls leading BG 15-11 on WCDO.
Hi, I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
4:05 to go in the second quarter. 15-11 our score. Sydney girls leading BG. Rich, a little faster pace than that Saturday game with BG Unitego, but kind of similar in the fact that low scoring so far.
Very low scoring. Two good defensive teams, and really Sydney's gone cold here in the second quarter.
BG with the ball. Winans into the right corner. Misses a long two. Henderson a rebound. It's blocked by Maya Paul. And here comes Sydney with the change of possession. Back down the floor. Miley in front of the BG bench here as Sydney goes right to left. Vandersamen gets it from a screen, and then she traveled. And Sydney just can't seem to find any rhythm. They had it early, and they've lost it now.
BG's done a really good job of just switching defenders on Miley. Really, she's gone cold here, and Sydney keeps on kind of looking for her, trying to get her back in rhythm, and they just really haven't been able to do it.
She had the first 7 points of the game, and then since then she's been quiet. Here's Suda with a take in the paint. Her little floater is short, and another rebound by this very tall Sydney team. Ball at midcourt, though, is tipped. Vandersamen's able to walk onto it, finds Maya Paul. A floater here for Maya, no, and a rebound for Marissa Mayo. BG doing very well on the defensive glass, especially. Even though Sydney on this end seems to be limiting BG to some one-and-dones.
Yeah, Sydney now switching up their defense, playing a 3-2 zone here.
And again, BG tries to go to the high post area, and it's taken away by the length there of Maya Paul. And Sydney's got it. Back down the floor, on the baseline. A little up and under for Maya, and it's good. Nayla Miley, I should say. Up and good.
Big-time move. That's a move that you don't see a lot of athletes around here make. Up and under, great basketball move by Miley.
Little reverse layup was good there. Suda with another missed jumper. Outlet pass. Out of bounds here for Sydney. Miley couldn't get to it, and so it's going to go back to BG. With 2.5 to go in the second quarter, Sydney leading 17-11. And Rich, I think this is a big 2.5 minutes here for BG if they want to try to keep this close.
You want to keep it to single digits, right? So then you can let Coach Conway work at halftime and make some adjustments.
Marissa Mayo with a quick three here. Rims out, and then a jump ball on the rebound as both teams were wrestling and scrambling for it there, and the arrow's going to give it to Sydney. Both teams kind of struggling to find some rhythm.
If you remember on the Saturday game, they were also in the same kind of position against Unitego, and Coach Conway made some great adjustments at halftime, and they got right back in the game. So I would expect the same thing. Kind of keep it to single digits and then go talk about it at half.
Vandersamen across midcourt for Sydney as they go right to left, finds Nayla Miley, dishes one off. Back out, a long three here for Bella West. No, rebound Vandersamen. Her shot is off the mark, and Sydney's gone ice cold here. Vandersamen, another try, and this is off the back of the rim. Finally back out to Nayla Miley. Fourth try on this possession, and that won't go. And finally, Marissa Mayo with a rebound for BG.
I think every player on the Sabres team shot at that time and missed.
Bobcats with it. Down the floor, left side. Henderson inside for Williams. Off the glass, it rolls off the front of the rim. And Sydney, another rebound with a 1:45 to go in the second quarter. Sydney on top, 17-11. Here's Maya Paul, a floater on the right side. That's an air ball. And Peyton Umbra has got the rebound for BG. And here come the Bobcats. And they float one ahead here for Marissa Mayo to the high post. Henderson. And she skates through and is fouled at the right low block. Both teams so frustrated that these layups won't go. This will send Henderson back to the line.
Yeah, you can't say it any better than that, Nate. Just very fast pace, and almost looks like everybody's out of their rhythm. They're just going too fast. I wonder if both coaches would just say, all right, let's slow down a little bit and get some better shots.
So here's Jaylen Henderson at the line. First shot for Jay is short, and a second one coming. And both teams have left some big points on the line here in the first half.
I think this plays to the advantage of Sydney, right, this fast-paced game. You know, with a player like Miley, she could end up with 20-25 in this style of game.
Henderson goes 0-for-2. The rebound was last touched by BG, so it's going to Sydney. And so the Sabres will have it in the backcourt with Miley. Buck 20 to go here, second quarter. Miley turns on the Jets to the right side. Dishes one off. Vandersamen steps in for three. Left it short. Rebound for Jalen Winans. And BG trying to push the pace back down the floor. Winans to the high post. Finds Jaylen Henderson. Inside, she's blocked by Maya Paul. Rebound, though, picked up by Henderson. Puts it back up. Her second chance is off the mark. And Paul's got it again. And here's Maya Paul down the floor to the right side. The six-footer trying to go coast to coast. Misses the shot. Out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Sabres.
Paul and Taylor are actually playing very well down low today, just cleaning up the rebounds and doing really well. I was kind of surprised Paul taking the length of the court there, but hey, if you got it, take it.
Can't you hear one of our old school high school coaches? Get it to a guard!
Get it to a guard! Get it to the middle!
Here's Nayla. Miley steps in for the jumper from the foul line. No. Rebound for Jaylen Henderson. And guess what, folks? Another jump ball.
Henderson again. Henderson and Paul just doing really good work. Bree Taylor and Paul just doing great work down low. And here comes a little pressure by the Sabres.
This is what helped Sydney in that game against Green when they put the pressure on. BG breaks it, though. They got a little two-on-one. Williams with a jumper, and that's off the front of the rim. I really think there's a lid on that thing down there.
And Taylor's probably about 10 rebounds now for the Sabres.
And here's Nayla in transition, and Miley's shot is up and good. She's got 11 first-half points. Sydney leads 19-11, 20 seconds to go, second quarter. Here's Umbra near the Sydney S, back up near midcourt, finds Winans, back to Umbra. They got to get her going into the corner for Winans, a three in and out, and the rebound is tracked down by Marissa Mayo with 7 seconds left. Inside Williams, her shot short, and this time Maya Paul's got it for Sydney off the miss. And that's going to do it for the first half. 19-11 at the break. Sydney pulling a little bit away from BG in a big slugfest here. What do you got, Rich?
Oh, I love it. Coach Pierce is going to – he just took off to the locker room. He said, let's go, let's go. And he just started pointing at everybody. He's beating everybody to the locker room. Let's go. He's still yelling at him. Let's go.
Yeah, he's fired up. Yeah.
He's got a lot to talk about right now.
You know, Donnie, I would say, has mellowed in his older coaching years.
Oh, I don't know if that's too mellow there.
That looked like some vintage Donnie right there.
I love it. I can't wait to see what he's going to come out with now. Coach Conway is going to be drawing something up. And you know what? Maybe Coach Pierce will just lace him up and play with the girls in the second half.
That wouldn't surprise me either. So, all right, we're going to head to our Marabito Energy Products halftime report in just a couple of minutes. Halftime score here in Sydney. Sydney girls leading BG 19-11. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com.
Easier.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. It's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. Halftime score here in Sydney. The Sydney girls leading 19-11 over visiting BG in what is a must-win game. That's what it feels like for the Bobcats. So here's our first half scoring summary. First for Sydney, 11 points. It's a game high for Nayla Miley. And pretty balanced from there. Three for Chloe Vandersamen, two apiece for Bree Taylor and Maya Paul. one for Lennon Swain. On the other side for BG, four for Jalen Winans, three for Jaylen Henderson, two apiece for Victoria Suda and Marissa Mayo. And so, Rich, what do you think here? I mean, BG's got to find a way to slow Sydney down. I mean, in a way, they're lucky that Sydney has been missing a lot of chippies on the inside. Both teams have been.
I think Miley's, you know, just doing what we all thought she was going to do in this game, playing really, really well, and what, basically scoring at will when she gets the ball. What's really impressed me with Sydney is the role players tonight. I think Bree Taylor and Maya Paul have done a really good job down low. And just, you know, if they could get a few of their putbacks to go, they've done a really good job rebounding. My guess is Taylor's probably around the double-digit mark in rebounds. And Maya Paul has done a few good moves to the basket and, you know, changed some shots and blocked a couple shots here and there. You know, those two players have really made a difference for the Sabres down low. I would have to imagine, if you remember on Saturday, Coach Conway's trying to figure out a way to get Umbra some shots. We haven't seen Umbra take a lot of shots in the first half. She came out in the second half, if you remember, Nate. She scored, you know, probably three-pointers and a two right off the bat in the third quarter. So I'm guessing maybe he's going to go with the same equation, looking to get her the ball, because Umbra's probably right now the player on his team that can really score it. You know, that's what you need. You need someone to score.
Umbra has had a lot of quiet nights so far this season, and I know talking to a lot of Bainbridge fans, they said, we were so excited that she scored 15 points the other night. Just nice to see her shoot the ball and get involved a little bit more. She's such a good ball handler, such a good teammate and role player, but you love to see her shoot a little bit. They're going to need her to do that here in the second half.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe Coach Conway's got to draw something up for her, right? Kind of make it a focus. She's very unselfish, likes to pass the ball, and, you know, she gives the ball up a little bit too much, so maybe Coach Conway's going to draw some stuff up with her. I agree. I think she needs to shoot it a little bit more, and then it'll free up and it'll open it up for the rest of her teammates.
All right, we're going to take a break here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. 19-11, our score. A low-scoring MAC girls affair. That's what tends to happen this time of the year. All these teams play such suffocating defense. When you look at those top four, five, six teams in the league, all great coaches. That's what makes MAC girls basketball so special this time of the year, in my opinion. So we're going to take a break. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, Sydney girls leading 19-11. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
I can't believe it! I just got approved for a car loan!
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer. down on Main Street at the WCDO studios. I think Craig Stevens is hanging around down there. He doesn't leave very often, so I'm sure he's still hanging around as well. Appreciate those guys putting in the work tonight. And we're set for the second half here. Both teams made their adjustments, ready to come back out and get back to it here. BG is in the road navy blue uniforms, the white trim. Sydney is in the home whites with the maroon and the gray trim.
I'm sure Craig's in the back, you know, plotting what he's going to play for us on the way home tonight. He generally will do that. So if you're listening after the game tonight, it's usually the Nate Law, Rich Turnbull, you know, playlist.
Yeah, Jim, Craig, give us something good to drive home to tonight. And you never know, the CDO vault of music.
Oh, I can't wait. Traveling Wilburys, here I come.
There we go. Yep, in depth. Lots of music there. All right, here we go. Sydney back underway. Now they go left to right on your radio dial to start the second half. Here's Bella Conroy. Steps in for a three. It's short again. That was her problem in the first half. Mayo with a rebound here for Bainbridge Guilford. And an outlet pass to Emma Kinter. Can BG find a way to get back in this game with a girl like Peyton Umbra, maybe? That shot off the mark. No. Nayla Miley's got the rebound. She's got 11 points, looking for more here for Sydney. Little step through for Nayla, pushing it off in the paint. Shot no good. Bree Taylor finally cleans it up and puts it in.
Nice Euro move by Miley. Just couldn't get it to go. And Taylor doing her job, picking up the, you know, the rebound and getting a good shot in.
Mayo with a jumper on the right side early in the shot clock. Missed it. Bella West grabs the rebound. Goes to Maya Paul. Steps in. Floater in the paint for Maya. Hit the rim twice and bounces in. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Coach Conway. Back-to-back buckets by Sydney. Gives the Sabres a 23-11 lead over BG. 7:05 to go, third quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
From Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Sydney girls now lead 23-11 here over BG with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter, and it feels like the Bobcats really need a bucket here. A lot of time left, but early in this possession, early in this quarter, I should say, they need one. And Kinter to the right side. Now back to Umbra. Inside for Jaislyn Henderson. Gets tied up. Works one back out to Mayo, left side. BG looking for some answers. And they find Mayo with a jumper. It's good on the left side in front of her own bench. Mayo's got 4 points. Good
just,
ball movement.
Yeah, just very patient, taking their time and getting a good shot. Umbra with a wide open mid-range jumper. We've kind of looked like experts so far, right? Because Umbra comes on and takes the shot for the Bobcats, and then Paul and Taylor kind of cleaning it up for the Sabres. Everything we've talked about at halftime, Nate, is coming true.
And here's Miley on the right side. Works one back out. Conroy steps in. Three ball halfway down. It popped out. And guess who? Bree Taylor with a rebound. She did step out of bounds, but Bree Taylor always in the right place at the right time. This time the ball, though, going back to BG.
She's got a little bit of a like Dennis Rodman feel to her. Just goes right after the rebounds, full out. That's really kind of her focus. She's not really worried about scoring. She just wants the rebound.
Just so tough in there. Always has been for Sydney. Here's Kinter. This would be big for BG. Kinter's three, no good. Bounces up over the glass and out of bounds. But BG's starting to find some better looks here. 6:05 to go in the third. Sydney leading 23-13. And a little full court pressure coming here from the Bobcats. Here's West in the backcourt. Across midcourt now in the Sydney S. Goes back to Conroy. Bella to Bella. And here is Conroy. Steps in for a 20-footer. Off the front of the rim. Marissa Mayo, another rebound. Outlet pass to Peyton Umbra. Umbra across midcourt. Tries to zip one down low. Was looking for Henderson. It was way too tall. Out of bounds it goes.
BG's still showing this full court press, and it's not really slowing Sydney down that much as Sydney's extended their lead to double figures here with 10.
Here's West, comes across midcourt. Bounce pass to Conroy on the left side. Conroy comes around a screen, tries to dump it off, tipped, but it goes to Miley. 15 on the shot clock. Miley, through the teeth of the defense, tosses one up, kind of as she was falling down. No foul call, and BG's got it back.
probably the first time we've seen her take a bad shot all night. A little unbalanced there, kind of rolling her eyes on the way down. She probably expected a little foul call there.
5:15 to go in the third. BG trailing 23-13 on the road here in Sydney. Kinter to the inside looking for Jaislyn Henderson. Ball is loose. Both teams scrambling for it, and Sydney comes out of there with it. But then it's stolen back by BG, and we got a foul. Little pinball game there. Foul's going to end up being on Miley.
Kind of unheard of in a girls' basketball game to have the first foul 2 minutes into the second half. Usually there's a lot more fouls in this, especially with this style of game. Referees really letting them play tonight.
Here's Umbra to the right side finding Mayo. Mayo to Jaislyn Henderson. Double team, gets it back out to Umbra. BG stuck on the right side of the floor. Finally, they'll rotate it back to Umbra into the corner. Mayo dials up a three, in and out, rebound for Suda. BG keeps it alive. Now to Kinter. Umbra to the high post for Henderson. Back out, Kinter wants that three. That shot is short, and this time a rebound for Conroy of Sydney, and a reach-in foul here on Henderson. Still 23-13. BG with a couple of good looks, but the shot's not falling right now for the Bobcats.
Again, Sydney kind of just playing their style of game, going fast, getting the shots they want, and BG just can't capitalize. You can see the frustration on their faces.
Yeah, both teams tonight a little frustrated offensively with some shots not falling. Conroy, left side, steps in, floater in the paint, in and out. Bree Taylor with a rebound, but it was stolen out of there, swiped away by Umbra. Umbra in transition, lost it, and Miley comes out of the fray with the basketball. So quick with those hands. Miley in transition. Stops into the right corner, floats one back cross court here for Bella Conroy. Conroy in the paint, tries to dish one off for Bree Taylor, and it's stolen away by Henderson. BG's getting the stops they need, just trying to get back into it offensively. Ahead for Marissa Mayo, she's fouled as she puts the shot up, and Mayo's going to go to the line for two with 3:55 and another fast-moving quarter here, Rich, with Sydney on top 23-13.
He just has the feel that BG has to get something going here, only having 13 points midway through the third quarter. It just feels like, you know, they got to get going, quickly here, or it's going to be a little bit too late.
Mayo misses the first one at the line, and this is tough. They continue to struggle shooting the ball here, even at the foul line. Second shot coming here from Marissa Mayo, and this one is good. Mayo's got a team-high 5 points, and it's back to a 9-point game, 23-14, Sydney girls on top of Bainbridge Guilford tonight here at Sydney High School. Nayla Miley with the ball. Dishes one right off to Chloe Vandersommen. Vandersommen, the talented freshman, will leave it for Bella West. West's shot was blocked, and Mayo scoops it up. Here comes BG in transition. Ahead now. They find Henderson, and her layup won't go. Boy, did everything but finish. Second chance here for Winans. That's off the mark. Bree Taylor grabbing a rebound. Lost control of it, but it was last touched by BG. Going to go back to Sydney. You can't ask for much more there from BG. They just cannot put it in the hoop.
Yeah, BG just getting every shot they wanted on that possession. But Bree Taylor kind of shuts the door and gets another great rebound.
Still 23-14 with 3:20 to go in the third. Left side of the floor now for Chloe Vandersommen. Directing traffic, barking out some signals. Goes to Conroy right side. Conroy into the paint. Goes for Vandersommen. Vandersommen will work one back out to Conroy. Left side drive all the way inside, and she just missed the layup. Great drive, just can't finish, and BG's got another rebound.
Conroy very frustrated tonight, has a lot of great looks, just can't finish for the Sabres.
Here's Umbra, pump fakes, goes to Mayo. They've really taken that three-point shot away from Umbra. Ball is loose. It's going to stay here with BG on the baseline. That's where Umbra was hitting a lot of those shots against Unitigo on Saturday from straight away. She really has maybe only had the one look from out there. She's always had a hand in the face.
Yeah, very, you know, and that one look was very rushed.
Umbra's inbound pass is stolen here by Conroy. Takes it coast to coast and finishes.
Conroy doing a good job there, kind of settling down, composing yourself, and taking a good shot. Good play by Conroy.
Sydney 25, BG 14. Here's Umbra, straight away three, off the right side of the rim. Rebound, scooped up here by Bree Taylor, and she's fouled. Just so hard when you are working against Bree Taylor down low.
Just really impressing me tonight, Taylor, is that time she tipped it to herself twice and then went up and got the rebound, and Coach Conway is going to talk about it. He seems frustrated now.
Yeah, timeout taken by BG. We'll step away. 2.5 to go in the third. Sydney girls lead BG 25-14 on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2.5 to go in the third quarter. It's 25-14. Sydney girls leading Bainbridge Guilford in this MAC battle tonight here at Sydney High School. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. Thanks as well for all our listeners listening online for free at WCDOsports.com. It's all courtesy of SFCU. Out of the timeout, BG coming with some full-court pressure. They're trying to change the story of this game right now. Miley's got it, though, and dribbles it out of harm's way. Miley, in transition, finds Vandersalmen right side. Vandersalmen floats one for Conroy. And a little backdoor cut here for Nayla Miley, and she's fouled. Layup wouldn't go, but she got hacked on the wrist.
The Sabres did a really good job controlling themselves with the pressure. BG showing a little trap there. And Conroy finding Miley on a really, really good backdoor cut. That was a great pass by Conroy to find Miley. And here she is, you know, getting to the foul line. And we talk a lot of times if they can just see one go in, maybe get going again.
Miley at the line. There it is. First shot is good. And that's 12 now for Miley, but her first points of the second half. And Sydney leads 26-14.
You have to credit Umbra playing good defense on Miley, you know, just kind of shutting her down here. Maybe she's just going to have to keep on attacking that basket and getting to the foul line.
13 now for Nayla Miley. And it's a 27-14 ball game. Sydney on top. They go to Winans to the high post for Suda. Far side, Winans pulls up off the back of the rim, and Umbra's got a rebound. Umbra to the left side, floats one across. BG to the high post now. They look for Suda down low off the front of the rim. Fighting for a rebound with Henderson, and she's fouled. Henderson still playing with those taped-up fingers, trying to work through injury, but it has just not been BG's night tonight here.
Taylor and Paul doing a really good job just being aggressive, and they can be a little bit more aggressive tonight. You know, we talk about a lot of foul trouble for those two, but really tonight they've only got about one or two each, so they can play a little bit more aggressive and, you know, make sure that the Bobcats don't get easy looks down low.
BG's got it. Going right to left. They go to the high post for Suda. Now back out. Winans for a straightaway three. It's good for the eighth grader. Jalen Winans is up to 7 points.
Big points for the Bobcats, keeping them in the game here. Cut it to 10 points.
Still got a lot of time left. 1.5 to go in the third, and now a steal by Umbra. And they get it to Suda. Back to Umbra. Inside for Henderson. Back to Suda. And her layup is good. Victoria Suda.
That almost looked like the Harlem Globetrotters right there. Just a little pass, dipsy-doo, dunkaroo there.
Little five-point swing, and BG's kind of back into it here, trailing 27-19. Here's Conroy in transition. Missed it. Rebound Miley. And this one falls in for Miley.
You can't give players like Miley that easy of a look. She cleaned up the glass and went hard to the basket. Great play by Miley.
Great play there for Sydney. BG trying to answer. Missed shot here from Umbra, but Jalen Winans with a rebound. And she puts it up and in, and that's 9 for Winans.
Winans really keeping the Bobcats in the game here.
29-21. BG trying to hang tough. Sydney with the ball. They go to Vandersalmen. Dials up a three off the front of the rim. No. Winans with a rebound. And an outlet pass to Umbra with 30 ticks left, third quarter.
Sabres looked a little rushed here in the last minute or so. Let's see if the Coach Pierce calms them down going into the fourth.
Mayo with a jumper right side in the corner. No. Conroy a rebound. And Conroy trying to go all the way, and her layup rolls off the back of the rim. Second chance opportunity is good for Vandersalmen. That makes it 31-21. 5 seconds left to Winans. Going to have to find a way. Gets it over here to Henderson. A three at the buzzer is blocked, and that'll do it. Third quarter in the books. 31-21, Sydney girls on top of BG. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything, from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. Bobcats have the ball. Going right to left on your radio dial here. And now a steal by Sydney. Guess who? Nayla Miley. Miley in transition. Finds Conroy off the glass. It's good. And that was a well-executed fast break.
Yeah, Miley could have taken it herself, but found her streaking teammate. Just made the right decision there. And gets an easy two for the Sabres.
Timeout taken by BG, and Coach Conway saw something he didn't love and wants to talk it over. We'll step away, 30 seconds, and we got 7.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter with the Sydney girls on top, 33-21. We'll be back.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 7.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. And it's 33-21, Sydney girls leading BG. Make sure you check out natelull.com. You want to know what games we're going to do later this week or anytime on WCDO. You can check out the Nate's Radio Schedule tab. Of course, we have all our scores, standings, articles. We'll have Athlete of the Week tomorrow. All sorts of good stuff. A link to the podcast, all right there on natelull.com.
I think Coach Conway was just upset about how this defense just gave that up. So let's see if he drew up a play here for the Bobcats.
They go to Mayo on the inbounds. Her jumper from just inside the paint, no good. Then we got a foul on the rebound. Trying to see who this is going to be on here.
52.
All right, going to be on Lennon Swain. And so BG will hold on to it here. Swain to the bench. And Maya Paul back in with 7.5 to go in this fourth quarter. Sydney girls leading 33-21 here at home. BG's got the ball. Back out to Winans. Now to Umbra. High post. Jaislyn Henderson to Umbra. Steps in. They need this three, and they got it with Umbra.
That's really what the Bobcats need. They need Umbra to get going and get going quickly here.
Makes it 33-24. First bucket of the night for Umbra after she had 15 on Saturday against Unitego. Conroy. Floater in the lane for Bella, and it's good. What a nice move.
Conroy's definitely heated up here a little bit at the end of the third, going into the fourth quarter. A couple good-looking baskets, playing a little bit more under control.
35-24. BG with the ball. Marissa Mayo, the jumper on the left side, is good, and Conway wants another timeout. Mayo's up to 7 points. BG just hanging around enough here. It's Sydney 35, BG 26. 6:45 to go in the fourth. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
6:45 to go, fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull here. We're live from Sydney High School tonight on WCDO. Sydney girls leading BG 35-26. And we got 6 minutes, 45 seconds to decide this one here tonight. BG's got a steal here out of the timeout, and they lay it up and in with Peyton Umbra. Great steal there. They found Umbra. She finishes.
They trapped the first pass, and here they are again. Sydney's got to play under control here. BG can get another steal.
Oh, we got a reach-in foul here on Marissa Mayo. I think Rich and I had the perfect view of that. Ugh, boy, that's a tough one. Looked like a clean strip. With BG trailing 35-28, that would have maybe sent them off for another breakaway layup.
Yeah, I've been told by my bosses at the radio station I can't critique referees like I have, and I'm kind of with Coach Conway here. I don't know if that was a foul.
All about the angles we've been told,
Yeah, we got
Rich.
A good angle.
Here's Vander Samen on the left side at the high post. Back out, Conroy. Another nice take for Bella, and she finishes. And now Donnie Pierce wants a timeout. Conroy with 8 points, and Sydney now leads 37-28. 6:15 to go in the fourth. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 6:15 to go here in the fourth quarter, 37-28. The Sydney girls on top of Bainbridge-Guilford here in a key MAC matchup. There's Marissa Mayo to the right side. Now back off to Victoria Suda. Steps through, and Suda lost control of it. Out of bounds, going to stay here with the Bobcats.
You know, Conroy's done a really good job here at the end of the third quarter and fourth quarter, really getting a, get going here for the Sabres. She's done a good job.
Bobcats have it in the corner here with Peyton Umbra. Umbra will dribble it back up here to the high post for Suda. Now back out, and it's stripped and taken away here by Nayla Miley of Sydney. Off to the races, and the breakaway layup is up and good for Miley. She's up to 17.
Miley's fun to watch. Again, a great steal, and just not a lot of players in this area can make that play.
And the Bobcats have it into the right corner. Desperate need here to try to keep this close down the stretch. Here's Suda, and she was blocked on the outside. Foul by Sydney. So here's our team foul situation. This is going to be the second on Sydney as a team. And BG with one as a team. We'll keep an eye on that down the stretch. That became a big factor on Saturday night. Bobcats have it. They get it in to Henderson. On the right low block. BG with the ball going right to left. They're in the navy blue with the white trim. Now back out to Winans. Winans will give it to Umbra. To the high post. To Suda. Back to Umbra. Nice ball movement here. BG working it around. They step in. And Mayo with a big 15-footer from the right corner. It's good.
Mayo's had some big shots for the Bobcats, keeping them alive. Single digits, 9 points.
39-30, but Sydney's able to break the press, but they miss a wide-open layup there with Maya Paul. We got a jump ball on the rebound. Taylor and Suda got tied up. Bodies flying everywhere. And the arrow this time is going to keep it with Sydney.
Boy, Taylor is tough. every coach would want to coach a player like Taylor, just fighting for the ball right there and keeps it for the Sabres.
Sidney gets it in. Conroy pushes out a good second half. And what a floater. Dr. J style. Little underhand. It's up and good. Scoop and score.
Conroy really has been the difference here in the fourth quarter, just scoring at will for the Sabres.
10 points now for Conroy. And it's 41-30 for Sidney. To Winans in front of a very rowdy student section over there for Sidney. Back to Winans in the corner. Steps in for three. Jalen Winans. Wow. Silences the crowd with that three.
That's one to remember right in front of the student section. She'll remember that for years to come.
Winans now with 12 points. Makes it 41-33, as I said. And Sydney's able to break the press. Bree Taylor with the bucket, and she's fouled. And just when you think BG's going to get back into it, chance for a three-point play for Sidney.
Really can't say enough about the options for the Sabres. It's really going to be fun to watch them throughout sectionals because at any given moment, anybody can contribute, right? Vander Samen going to the middle and finding Taylor, you know, two key role players right there for the Sabres, and Taylor with the possible and one.
Bree hits the foul shot there. It's good. 7 points now for Bree Taylor. Timeout, Sidney, as the Sabres lead 44-33 with 4:10 to go, fourth quarter on WCDO.
Hi, I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:10 to go, fourth quarter, 44-33 our score. Boy, this has been a fun fourth quarter, though, Rich. Back and forth, and the chess match that we always talk about between the coaches, I think, has really come out here in the fourth.
I've really been impressed with Sidney over the last, you know, week and a half that I've been watching them play. At any given moment, you got Conroy. You have Vander Samen, you have Taylor, you have Paul, right? They can all contribute at any part. And then I didn't even say Miley yet. Miley might be one of the best scorers in the area. She can go to the basket whenever she wants. I'm telling you, Sidney is going to be a team to be reckoned with in the next few weeks. Look out for Sidney. They're playing good basketball at the right moment.
Bobcats come across midcourt. They find Suda. Steps through. Boy, a lot of contact there. And the ball was tipped away, out of bounds. And, oh, they're going to say it was tipped, and it's going to go to Sidney.
How many teams have six-footers like Sidney either, right, with Paul, right? And then you got Miley, and you got Taylor. Taylor is a great defensive player, maybe one of the best defensive players in the area.
Sidney in the backcourt. Conroy ahead. They break the pressure. Conroy back out into the paint. Wants to dish one off. Lost control of it, tracks it down, finds Maya Paul in the corner. Sidney stripped of the ball out of bounds. It's going to stay here with the Sabres. And sometimes it just feels like Sidney could just slow it down a little bit. But they've been go, go, go tonight.
I think you just go with what's working for you. And right now it's just kind of going to the basket and doing whatever BG lets you do. And they're just playing good basketball. I've really been impressed with Sidney.
Vander Samen, a three, just skimmed off the front of the rim. It was short. And a rebound for the Bobcats. They need a bucket here. Trailing 44-33. They go to Suda at the high post. Down low for Henderson, and she finishes for BG.
You said it earlier, right, Nate? BG's just kind of hanging around right now. Can make a little run here, make it interesting.
There's Miley in the backcourt. Shovel pass ahead here, looking for Vander Samen as we hit 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Back out to Conroy. Little floater for Bella off the front of the rim. No. In and out. And Suda with a rebound. Outlet pass here to Marissa Mayo. Mayo to the left side. Now to Umbra. Another big possession for the Bobcats. Suda steps in for two off the back of the rim. Henderson a rebound. Gets tied up. And we got a jump ball.
You got to love it when Vander Samen, one of the smallest players on the court, goes up there and just mixes it up with the trees and creates the jump ball. Coach Pierce yelling at him, come on, we need to stop, we need to stop. Boy, I love how he coaches them.
The arrow keeps it with BG. Into the corner now for Henderson. Back out Mayo. Jumper good from the left elbow from Mayo.
Mayo,
sorry, 11.
Nate. Sorry, Nate. Mayo really had some big shots here. And here's Winans Here comes BG. Cut it to five, Nate.
A steal by Mayo after the main bucket. Got it to Winans. She buries the shot. And just like that, it's 44-39 with 2.5 to go in the fourth. We'll step away again and be right back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 2.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's 44-39. And the Sydney girls are on top of Bainbridge-Guilford here. As we said, BG needs this win to maybe stay in the top four playoff picture, but they trail by five right now.
This would be an absolute steal if they won it, because Sydney's really kind of outplayed them. Sydney's just been struggling with the trap here. And here they are again. They're going to trap Conroy in the corner.
And another steal by BG. Winans has got it. They find Mayo. Back to Winans. Little pump fake. Floater in the lane. Left it short. And a rebound for the Bobcats. They keep it alive. Suda to the high post. They find Winans. Back out. Straightaway three. Umbra. No. Just not enough mustard on it. Rebound underneath by Mayo. And she cashes it in.
Mayo's done a really good job just getting her shot and playing within herself. And here they are again trapping Vandersamen.
Steal again by BG. And we got a foul after the steal by the Bobcats. It's a three-point ball game with exactly 2 minutes to go, and the Bobcats have literally clawed their way back into this game. Here's our team foul situation. Sydney with three, BG with two. Bobcats get it on the baseline to the right of the hoop, and they'll work it in, going right to left. Safely into the hands of Umbra. She works her way back up to the top of the arch. And now they'll work it down low. Suda at the high post. Little give and go. Her jumper won't go. Rebound for Nayla Miley, and then she's fouled as she tried to dribble out of harm's way.
That's the stop the Sabres needed now. So now you got to handle the press. It's really interesting here. If I'm Coach Pierce, I'm going to get the ball to Miley, but Miley's taking the ball out of bounds. Here comes a four straight across. Let's see what they do.
Sydney tries to get it in, and Maya Paul, it went through her hands. And then BG was able to tie it up. We got a jump ball. Arrow keeps it with Sydney. You might take that, though, if you're BG, to get that arrow back when it comes back around.
Absolutely. You've got to be really happy right now if you're Coach Conway, having it at a one-possession game.
Sydney works it in. Bree Taylor at midcourt. Big collision there in front of the scorer's table. Sydney breaks the pressure this time. They go to Vandersamen. Vandersamen to the right side. Finds Miley on the backdoor cut. Henderson with a big rebound. And we got a timeout taken by BG. Henderson was in trouble on the floor, and Coach Conway bailed her out with 1:27 left. All right, we'll take one last timeout. If we keep getting these timeouts, we'll keep it here after that. But right now we'll step away for 30 seconds. Three-point game. Sydney up 44-41 with a minute and a half left in the fourth quarter on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 1:27 left. Let's set the scene. Sydney girls leading 44-41. They've led by 10 or 12 for most of the game, but this full court pressure, Rich, has really helped BG claw their way back in.
And you've got to remember what Coach Conway did in the last game. He relied on his defense. He was looking for stops. If he keeps it to a one-possession game, he won't foul. He told us that at the end of the game. He will play for a stop, and here they are with the ball.
BG across midcourt. to the high post. Now to Mayo, steps in for a long two, and Marissa Mayo hits another one. And it's a one-point game, 44-43. Sydney has the ball, and a timeout's going to be taken here by Coach Pierce with 1:10 left. So we'll keep it right here this time. And I just can't believe BG's back in this game. They trailed by 12, and their offense just had absolutely no flow to it, but the press has brought them back to life.
We were basically packing up the bags here, Nate, saying that Sydney pretty much had this in the game, but all of a sudden BG just found this trapping press, and Sydney has just put the ball in really bad spots and different places on the court. Really kind of surprised they don't just get the ball to Miley and clear out and go. That's in a lot of these type of situations. I was watching Hoosiers earlier today when I was at school, and you know that's what you know they did in Hoosiers. Just give Jimmy the ball and go. I'm kind of surprised that Sydney doesn't just give the ball to Miley and go here. But you know that's why we're over here talking and we're not coaching.
Well, it is so difficult, and you see it all the time. Even some of the best teams that we cover in the area, you know, that press comes at you, maybe a little different look, maybe something you haven't seen before, and sometimes you see that deer in the headlights look, even from some of the best teams that we cover. It can happen.
And Sydney certainly has that deer in the headlights look right now. Even Coach Pierce a little bit going like, what are you guys doing? And here again, Miley's taking the ball out of bounds, so Coach Pierce is going with his guards. He's probably going to get the ball with Conroy or Vandersom in here.
Miley will be doing the inbounding on the baseline. We'll work it into Conroy. They try to go back to Miley. They do get it to her. She tries the home run ball down the floor, and BG steals it. Down the right side here for Jalen Winans. They'll pick it up. Now they go to Marissa Mayo on the left side. BG's got it going right to left. Mayo for a long two off the back of the rim. Rebound is ripped down by Jaslyn Henderson. Works their way back out. Tried to get it to Umbra. It glanced off her fingertips and goes back to Sydney.
So now we know the strategy of Coach Pierce, right? Get the ball back to Miley after she inbounds it. He just doesn't want her to throw the ball full court.
BG had the look there to go ahead, but couldn't get the shot to go. Sydney's got the ball with 45 seconds left, going left to right. Conroy, right side, goes to Vandersom. Sydney taking their time.
Just like we said, Coach Conway will play for a stop.
Conroy, back to Vandersom. Miley went off her leg, out of bounds. And going back to BG here with 32 seconds left.
Now you really got to be thinking here. Probably Mayo. She's the hot hand. Probably Umbro to Mayo, I would think here, Nate.
All right, they go to the high post for Suda. Suda outside Winans, the eighth grader. Wanted the three but didn't pull the trigger. They go to Mayo, 20 seconds left. Inside for Suda. Dribble drive for Suda. Tosses it up. Missed the shot. A lot of contact there. We got a jump ball underneath. And the arrow keeps it with BG. There it is, 13 seconds left.
You called it. You said it earlier. That jump ball comes up perfect for BG, so they keep the arrow.
Here's Umbra to the left of the hoop on the baseline. BG trying to get it in. They're going to have to toss it up to Winans. Glances off her hands into the backcourt. Winans now across midcourt for Mayo. 8 seconds left. They find Suda. Suda now tries to get it to Winans, and it's taken away by Conroy. She's in for the layup. Missed it, but it doesn't matter. Sydney's going to hang on, 44-43. BG throws it away. They couldn't get the shot off, and that's how it ends. My goodness.
Wow, do we have a lot to talk about. First off, just like what happened against Unitigo, right? They thought it was a backdoor or backcourt call. It wasn't a backcourt call because you had to have possession. Just because it deflects off your player, then BG comes down, throws it away, and, you know, we've talked a lot about her in the third and fourth quarter. Conroy played really big down the stretch for the Sabres and comes up with a big steal. Didn't make the layup and really didn't really need to make up. She could have just easily dribbled to the corner. You see that a lot in soccer to take the time off, but she went for the layup and missed it, but it didn't really matter.
Boy,
wow.
Sydney wins this game. They look like they lost the game. They look frustrated. They look a little angry right now. A great comeback there by BG. Just a tough spot. Pursuit of there at the top of the key. She knew time was winding down. She didn't quite know where to go with it, and her pass just gets tipped away. A great job by Conroy, because if that goes to Winans, she's going to have a good look at a three there, but couldn't get a clean one.
Yeah, wow, what an ending, Nate. If we thought that was going to come down to that in the last, you know, 5 minutes ago, we would have taken that any day. Wow,
yeah.
that was great. That was you got a lot of tears over here on the BG side, but, you know, got to be pretty happy the way you played and get back into the game there. Everybody kind of thought you were done.
BG plays everybody tough, but that's two back-to-back tough losses. They lose by 4 to Unitego on Saturday and by 1 to Sydney. So they're probably going to be on the outside looking in for that top four for the playoffs, but, I mean, it's only going to be by a couple of points here or there.
Coach Pierce is still trying to get the over and back call. When I'm watching him, he's, I don't want to tell him, but he's wrong. it was not over and back.
Yeah, we had a pretty good look on that right there. But all right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. 44-43, our final score here in Sydney. The Sydney girls hang on for a victory tonight over BG. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back one last time here to the Sydney High School, where the Sydney girls hang on for a 44-43 victory over the BG Bobcats. Sydney was up by 10 or 12 for most of the ball game, and somehow BG puts that pressure on, and they're able to come back and get the victory here tonight. So, a great game.
Those are the games you want to call. Those are the games you want to watch. Those are the games you want to be a part of. That was just fun all around. And we're out of here early, too. So,
all right, let's go through our scoring summary. First for BG, 15 for Marissa Mayo, 14 for Jalen Winans. She had a great second half. 5 apiece for Peyton Umbra and Jaslyn Henderson, 4 for Victoria Suda. On the other side for Sydney, game-high 17 for Nayla Miley. That's 10 for Bella Conroy, 7 for Bree Taylor, 4 for Maya Paul, 1 for Lennon Swain, and 5 for Chloe Vandersalman here tonight. All right, Rich, let's get into our three awards. I want to make sure that book doesn't walk away, Rich. So
you want me to go get a picture for you?
Yeah, let's. I'm going to make sure, unless you're going to send it to me. Yeah, if you will. If you will.
Okay.
I don't want to miss the Sydney scorekeeper here sending us the final stats so I get the official. So, all right, first up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. We're going to go with Nayla Miley tonight, a game-high 17 for Sydney. Had that great first half, really helped them get out to the big lead. So we'll give Nayla the Outstanding Offense Award here tonight.
She was great to watch. I really enjoy watching her play, and she scored the first 7 points of the game and just hit big shots here and there throughout the game. I'll be honest, she's the best player on the court, and she knows it. Everybody in the gym knows it, and I've really been impressed with her play. Not only will she take the key shot and make it, but she makes the key pass. You know, finding it, cutting Conroy. She's just an all-around good basketball player, and she's going to be fun to watch as a junior. She's going to do some big special things for the Sydney Sabres.
Next up is our Dynamic Defense Award, and we really, you know, kind of debated during the break on what to do with this. It's brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We really thought you could go with Bree Taylor for Sydney or with Bella Conroy. Both were huge at different parts of the game, but we've decided to go with Bree Taylor. She was just so consistent. The rebounding, her defense inside, just a little bit of everything for Bree Taylor tonight for Sydney.
First off, Conroy just played a great end of the third quarter, into the fourth quarter, just made some key buckets. But, you know, when you're looking at an award like this, Taylor just played an all-around great game. She just got rebound after rebound, got key stops, key defensive plays. Taylor is just an animal down low, just a beast. And she's a little undersized, but, man, she's one of the toughest players on the court anytime she steps on it. Kudos to her. She's just fun to watch, especially, you know, if you're into that defensive style. She's super, super fun to watch. And, you know, she just does all the little things. She'll fall on the floor. She digs for everything. She can't say enough about her. Really, really good player. Really, really fun to watch for Sydney.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch during her career, and came up big tonight for Sydney. Lastly is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. We're going to go with Marissa Mayo tonight for Bainbridge Guilford. She had 15 points, really made some key buckets down the stretch. A little kind of honorable mention to Jalen Winans, the eighth grader, had 14. BG clawed all the way back, and we'll give Marissa the all-purpose. Did a little bit of everything for BG.
Mayo just kind of seemed to be on the receiving end of all those nice traps, and she got a lot of that, those nice little easy jumpers for the Wildcats, and just really her shots when the rest of her team just couldn't find, you know, anything to go for them. Mayo was the one that could actually get that little mid-range jumper, and she scored key baskets, and really without those baskets, BG's not in the game. They really needed her to step up, and she did. And they did a really, really good job of getting back in the game. Everybody in the gym thought it was over. But, you know, when Mayo's gotten a little run there, it was she played well and got BG in the game.
Well, and you know, BG, no starters in this starting lineup, and just a really tough team here. Coach Conway, I don't think he wants to talk to us. He's over here, but we'll sign off tonight and not make him go on with us, and then we'll chat with him. So 44-43, Sydney hangs on in a thrilling victory here over BG. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo for being our producer down at the WCDO studios tonight. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you on Friday. That's going to be our next game, Norwich and Oneonta Boys, round two.
Oh, boy. Do I get to go to that game with you?
Well, you're going. Yeah, you're going to be on the air.
I'm
going
to be. I get to go. Wow,
that's
going to be a great game. I can't wait for that game.
So we'll see you Friday. Have a great rest of your week. Again, Sydney 44, BG 43. Talk to you soon on WCDO Sports.
Classic hits and today's best music. WCDO AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM.
Been sent up and I've been shut down. You.